Today's daf from the Masechet Gittin is daf Nun Beit, and we're right at the Halakha Mishnah at the top of the daf. Yitomim shesamchu etzo ba'al habayit o sheminal avin apotropos chayav la'aser perotehem. Now, the reason we're getting to this, of course, is because of another tikkun olam. And this tikkun olam has to do with Yitomim as well. We saw yesterday the inyan of the specific dinim of collection from Yitomim. We spoke about a few days ago also about whether you need a shvua, a din about Yitomim that you're only able to collect from Ziburit. Now we have a new din, legabe Yitomim. And as we know, in order to provide for Yitomim, what generally happens is that if someone dies suddenly and hasn't appointed an apotropos for his children, then the court will appoint an apotropos. If a father has appointed someone that he trusts to be the apotropos, we accept that appointment. But the Mishnah's Mechadesh is that even if nobody appointed the apotropos, and there is either a family member or a neighbor or somebody that is close to the family, and the children feel comfortable with that person, and they do everything al pi that person, then that person gets the dinim of an apotropos automatically. And therefore, the following dinim apply. Special chidushim. And these are chidushim that were made for the benefit of the yitomim, so that even though normally we darsh from a posik, ken tarimu gam atem, and the halacha, as we're going to be dorish in the Gemara in a minute, that atem means you and only you can take off truma, and not a person who is not acting with your dot. And therefore, the apotropusin theoretically should not be able to fix the tefuah up for the yitomim to be able to eat. And the yitomim, their ketanim, are unable to be toreim because the cheresh katan v'shoyt, they can't be toreim. So we made a takana utilizing our hefker bezdin hefker that the apotropus actually does go ahead and take care of the tefuah. And he is mukhuyev and able to be ma'aser perotehem. Ma'aser, of course, over here means all of the matanot that are necessarily. And therefore, they're able to eat. An apotropos who was appointed by a father, apotropos sheminu avi yitomim yishava, when he has finished his tafkid and the kids grow up, he has to take a shvua that he did not embezzle any of the funds of the estate. However, if we knew who Beit Din, if he was an apotropos that the Beit Din appointed, then he does not have to make a shvua. Lo yishava. We'll see what the basis of this is in the Gemara. Where Rabbi Shaul says, on the contrary, it's exactly the opposite. Chiluf ha-devarim. And we're going to see in the Gemara that the machloket over here is a question of shikul adat, of when the possibility that a person will have to swear will be persuasive that he should not accept the job in the first place. So in other words, an apotropos is seen as doing something for the yitomim, and it ought to come under the Good Samaritan laws. I mean, if you're trying to help out, why should we make you swear? You're not being paid or anything. So it turns out, as we'll see, that the machlokes of Rabbanan and Abba Shaul is where the balance lies. Is a person more likely to accept the job of a apotropos despite the fact that he has to swear? Whereas Abba Shaul says it was Bezdin that appointed him, because look, I mean, that looks good on his CV, you know, it's worth it for him. Or is he more likely to accept that when he feels the personal need to do something for his friend who died or whatever lied behind the fact that he was the guy that was appointed apotropos?
So which is legally a shaliach, as he people
Yeah, he is better. He's like a miyupakoach, but he's better because, both. In this case, for instance, Gabi Truma, we're giving him the rights of the dot of the person even though that person himself doesn't have dot, so he's really one up. The cotton himself can't be Torah, and the tua belongs to him. So how is the apotropos able to take off something that the guy himself can't take off? It doesn't make sense. So he's obviously, this takona over here is utilizing the koyach vefker bes and efker to actually take the tefuah away from the atomim and give it to the apotropos for purposes of taking off truas and maaser.
He signs contracts for the atomim.
Yes, he does. He is also a miyupe koach, also a shliach. Depending on, I mean, it's strictly limited, as we'll see. But in those cases where he does it, he's given different kochot according to the need of the moment. So since
the shavua
is klali, and we'll see that it comes with a balance sheet, which is a machlokas later on, that he's got to provide a complete accounting of every penny that went out and every penny that came in, and then be nishba on it, according to who he is. So it's quite a job. Yeah, so says the Gemara, wait a minute over here. The Mishnah says that an apotropos has a right to take off trumas and maaseres. But Aminu, what about the braita that is the makor of the entire drosha? Kein tarimu gam atem, trumat Hashem, mikom asrotechem, uvidarshem. What does that atem mean? It has to be you. And you cannot take off truma if you are shutaf. You can't take off truma for the other guy's portion, despite the fact you're business together and so on. But that's not your portion. So atem v'lo shutafim. Or if you're the aris who's working the field and you're going to be giving some of that to the baal habayit, you know, 20% or whatever, 50%, you're going to be giving to the owner of the land. You can't take off the trumas of maaseres from the part that belongs to him. That's still up to him, despite the fact that you're doing the work. So it's atem v'lo arisim, and here comes the dramatic anti-Mishnah statement, atem v'lo apotroposin. So I understand, the Mishnah, we dash it from a pasuk that you can't, and yet we just had the exact opposite in our case. And in general, v'lo atorim et she'eno shelo, truma will never help unless you have a specific shlichut. It will never help if you're turning anything that is not yours at all. So, Rav Chisda, lo kash, it's not a problem. The Mishnah is talking about a strictly limited case where the apotropos is allowed to take off truma, and the Braita is talking about the general halacha. The Mishnah is talking about where they want to eat. And in order to prevent them from eating tevel, Beis Din gives the reshus to the apotropos to be toreim, the specific peirot that are being put on the table today. So kan ha'achil, whereas the Braita that says he doesn't have keich to be toreim, that's talking about things that are not going to be used, and they're being set aside, and that's not his business. So kan laniach, if they're going to be set aside for storage and so on, we'll worry about it at the time. And indeed, v'atanya, apotropin are tormino masrim, but only la'achil v'lo laniach. Okay, then the Braita, once we already started the Braita, let's learn about all the other things that apotropin can do. So they're mochrim lahem, the apotropin are allowed to sell for the beneficiaries a behema, avadim, shifachot, batim, sadot, kiramim, but they're only allowed to sell in order to make enough money to provide for the ongoing needs of the yetomim. Again, lahachil. But they can't sell in order to have the money in a bank account. Who knows what'll happen? And they can sell also perishables. So machrim lahem peirot, yenot, shmonim, silatot, lehaachil, for the same purpose, avalo lahaniach. V'yosin lahem, the apotropisim are allowed to spend money for mitzvahs. Like, you could buy a lulav, you could buy a aravos for Hashanah Rabbah, you can build a sukkah, you could buy them tzitzit. V'chol davar sheyesh lo kitzvah, and anything that has like a specific price, you don't have to worry about using up all their money on. I mean, that would include like buying a chauffeur if they need to have their own chauffeur. and lokhim lam a sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzot. Again, books are also called davar sheyesh lo kitzpah, which would include a Megillas Esther to have for themselves. But things that are sort of endless, you know, like to respond to the schnorrers, I mean, that's endless. So you cannot be posek tzedakah on them. You can't be podash vuyim. They have no heter to use the yatomim's money for the kind of things that, yeah, who knows, they'll come back tomorrow and ask for more money. So not anything called davar she'en lo kitzbah. And what is that called, 1 minute, what is that called davar coming to add? So again, the minhag was, you know, to bring in food and things into the house of the avel. And since, unfortunately, people seem to be dying every day, so there's no end to this. I mean, you know, today they're going to bring it to this guy's house, and next week it'll be to another guy's house. I mean, if we allow the apotropos to start giving money to that, then there's no end to it. Yes, Rabbi Barnea? Yeah, because they don't have that mitzvah yet. They don't have a specific mitzvah. If you're doing it in terms of chinuch, so then it has a kitzvah. Right? Yeah, fine, okay. But then I'm not responding to tzedakah. I'm giving them a penny to put in the pushka every day in school. That's something else. The in apotropos in Rishayin Ladun, apotropos cannot go and fight anybody who is attacking the property of the Yatomim and so on. Lachuv v'lizkot b'nechsei Yatomim, which may, and now at this point we think it means that even if it's going to be saving them money, he can't go. So the Gemara says, well, what is that supposed to be? What do you mean? Of course he can. The schut, amaylo. I mean, if they're going to end up losing money, why shouldn't he be able to go? No, it means, lachuv amanat l'skot b'nechsei yatomim. In other words, since these guys may not do a good job in court, so they may think that they're going to save the field of the yatomim, but we don't trust them to bring it, and therefore, if they go to court, if they win, they win. But if they were end up losing, then the court case doesn't count. That's how many Rishonim learn. The Rambam learns that the court case will count, and therefore they shouldn't go to court at all. And the case has to wait until the Yatomim grow up, because b'diavad, if they did lose the case, they'd lose the case. So that's what it means. Ve'ena apotropos in Rishayim limkor b'rachok v'ligol b'karov. Even if you've got, let's say they inherited property from their father that was like very far away, inconvenient, and they're unable to make much use of it. So the apotropos wants to sell that field that's like at a different country and use the money to buy a field locally. He can't do that either. And he can't sell a lousy quality field, bira'ah, vilig ol biyafa. You know what? Because there's too much randomness in these things. You never know what's going to happen. In my time, you think you bought a good, you know, a good job, and it turns out that there's a flood the next year, and the thing that you bought, you know, is completely useless. Is that so? It's not up to you to start making cheshbonos that it's probably going to be better, because it's a tough world out there, and there's no way to be sure in uncertain times what the good investment would be for them. If this is what they inherited, wait till they grow up and let them make their own mistakes. You cannot sell fields and buy avadim, because if you've got something that is more likely to survive in the long term, so a field is a long-term investment, avadim happen to be made out of flesh and blood, which is a disaster. But you can sell avadim and buy sadot, whereas Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says you can't even do that. Why not? Isn't that like a more reliable investment? By time, huh? Because Dilma lo mishafyan. One moment, guys. Hold on one second. Because those fields may not ever settle in. Meaning, you never know if somebody brings a suit against the field and then they're going to have to be in court for 5 years to be able to get it. Yeah, you don't know. So even though it looks like it's the right thing to do, but you cannot be sure.
What does the word mean?
Settle in. Shefi. Bishofi. It easily yours.
Smooth transition.
Smooth, yeah. Very good, good. Smooth, yes. Now they don't have the right to be mishachrer and eved because they weren't given that balut. They only had the right to determine what he's supposed to be doing or to sell. But they can't sell like they can sell if the yitomim need money and they have to eat. Then yimochrim otam lachirim, and then those achirim can be motzin otam lachirut. Rabbi Omer, I don't understand what that means. Why are the others better than the Evan himself? I mean, let the Evan himself pay Dmei Atzmo, and then the apotropos could be Meshachrer, because that's considered to be a sale. You said he can sell. So why can't he sell the Evan to himself? V'tzorech l'chashev imahem ba'achrona. He has to provide a detailed balance sheet at the end of the period when they grow up. However long that is, he has to give them a balance sheet of every penny that came in and every penny that went out, and he has to swear on that balance sheet. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Mary Notzerich, he doesn't have to swear. So this is really, the Rush learns this, has nothing to do with swearing. It has to do only with the balance sheet. Because if you learn it has to do with swearing, that means that we have four different shitas, right? Because in the Mishnah we had the Chachomim and Abba Shol, who said it depends whether you're an apotropos appointed by Beit Din or whether you're an apotropos appointed by the father. And they argue which one has to swear. But over here, the Rabbanan and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, they don't distinguish between how you became an apotropos. They say any apotropos has to provide, or any apotropos does not have to provide, this balance sheet. So if providing a balance sheet is the equivalent of swearing, so we've got the Rabbanan, we've got Abba Shaul, then we've got the Rabbanan and the Bright who say all have to swear. And then we have Abba Shaul, we have Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that you don't have to, any apotropos doesn't have to. So again, the Rush says, look, there's two separate issues here. This machlokas is benogea providing a complete balance sheet. That's the machlokas. As to whether you have to take a general shvuah, I did not take anything illicitly from that. That's the machlokas in the Mishnah and doesn't have anything to do with this machlokas. Eino sin apotropin nashim. We do not appoint a woman in Beis Din as an apotropos because she's not usually able to handle things in the shuk and in business and in court. The avadim, we don't trust them. That they won't steal. Uktanim, who don't really have the dot to be able to take good care of the property. Ve'im minana ve'yetomim, harashut biyado. But this is only in court. I mean, if the father in his lifetime knew that this is the person that he trusts and he wants to give the rights to, so then that's fine. I mean, we don't second guess him. So he has the rish. Could you give the keys to Barnea Radovid? Because this morning we couldn't get in. So I reshut biyadu. Anyway, there was a maisev, ahu apotropa d'avi b'shvuhuti Rabbi Meir. There was an apotropos in Rabbi Meir's neighborhood. D'avi kom mezavin harata v'zavin avdi. He would be selling the fields, and he was kona avadim. And of course, that runs against the bright that we just had. V'lo shafke Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir did not allow him to do that. So, Achvule Bechalma, Rabbi Meir has this dream in which Minah Shamayim, he is read the Pasuk, Ani Laharos Vata Livnot. I, the Lord, wishes to destroy this family because I guess all of their money was illicit. The father stole all this money to buy the fields, or he was a banker and he gave it on rebate, whatever. And that's why I arranged that the apotropos would destroy everything by selling it, and then the Avodim would die, and then I would be avenged. And Rabbi Meir said, what? Dream shmims. Why would Rabbi Meir care about a dream? We deal with the halacha as it is, not with the dreams. Now there were these two guys that every single Erev Shabbos, right before the Knesset Shabbat. Now you may have noticed that everything that goes wrong always goes wrong right before Shabbos, right? So if the electricity is going off, it's right before Shabbos. If the stove breaks down, it's right before Shabbos. If the toilet springs a leak, it's got to be right before Shabbos. If you're having an awful argument with your wife, it's right before Shabbos. Whatever it is, it's got to happen right before Shabbos. Now that is called a Maisa Satan. And in fact, the Satan had decided that he doesn't want any peace for Shabbos. This is a time where things are settling into a higher degree of Kedusha. So this is the opportunity for the Satan to make things rotten. So every single Erev Shabbos, he used to create this horrifying machlokas between these two neighbors who were going to kill each other, and it happened every week. So one time, Rabbi Meir came to town, and he stayed with them, Erev Shabbos, 3 weeks. Akvino Tlata Be Shimshet. And finally, at the end of 3 weeks, you know, they realized, gosh, you know, there's no reason for us to fight. So they made peace. Avilu Shalma. So Rabbi Meir hears a voice saying, damn, Avki Rabbi Meir, who got from me beti? He's thrown me out of my home. It was so comfy here. Ahu apotropos, Davi Bishvavutid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. There was another. Oh, Sir Richard. That's what I was wondering. So there was this apotropos who was in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who'd also did something terrible, apparently. He was mezavin ara, so he would sell the sadot, and he would buy instead shvarim, tori, oxen, to work the sadot. And that sounds like selling real estate for something that gets used up and can die. And yet, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi did not stop him. Why is that? Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi held that Rabbi Yossi's insight, that Sovelek Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yossi, you know, I never called my wife, and I never called my shor. I would only refer to my wife as my home, and I would refer to my shor as my field, because I wanted to remember what it's really all about at the bottom line. So my shor is important to me, not because it's a shor, but because it's only through the shor that I'm able to get any use out of it, out of my field. And therefore, you need to look at what the bottom line of the relationship is. Once that's true, then it is not considered to be selling real estate and taking instead something that is kala, because you can only be nene from your soda if you have the proper sodot. There was another case where there was a case of an apotropos that had not been appointed, not by the father, not by the courts, and then there was this old grandma, you know, that these yetomim felt very comfortable with and trusted her. So she was therefore the default apotropos, as the Mishnah says. And Havi Luhu Torata, they had this little cow, and she goes ahead and she sells the cow, and all she gets in exchange are these magic beans. Now she throws, oh, sorry, that was a different. That was different.
I'm looking for the word.
So she sells. So she sells the para.
I thought that was the actual source.
Wouldn't it be cute? So the relatives of the kids come, and they come to Reb Nachman. It's this crazy lady. She's the disaster. So at the Krav and the Kaim to Reb Nachman, And they say to him, what the heck is going on? Who appointed her? Maya Vidita Dezavna? What, she's got the right to go ahead and sell their nechassim? Amar Luhus Rav Nachman said, yes, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah, our Mishnah, says Yitomim, Shesam Chaitza Bala Bayetanan. And that's exactly what this is. So they asked Rav Nachman, you know what? But you know, the very next day, the price of Parot went up to double. You know, and if she hadn't sold, then they could have doubled their income. And maybe we should look at it as her not having the rights. Said Reb Nachman, well, you know, the buyer's in good luck, let me tell you. What does that have to do with it, you know? So this guy's lucky. He bought a bar and the price went up. But I mean, there's no way for us to know the market fluctuations. But Vahalonikite Dami. But she never got the money for it yet. And he only did Meshicha. And maybe that would be an excuse to sort of cancel the sale. Amalo, oh, now wait a minute. Now that is a famous psak of Rav Chani Loi Bar Ido Meshmuel. The Omer Rav Chani Loi Bar Ido Meshmuel, Nichsei Tomim Arim Kehegdesh. Velo Makne Lebekaspa. The halacha is that Hegdesh does not have the din of Meshicha. Hegdesh has the deoraita din of money. You exchange the money and the sale is completed. And Yitomim are given the rights of Hegdesh so that even though the people over here, the Lokhim, were Moshech, but since they didn't pay money, then they weren't Kaina. And therefore, in this case, you can indeed be bavatel the sale and resell the para for the higher price. Now, there was a maisa with the chamri, the Rabbana Ukva Yatma. The wine that belonged to Rabbana Ukva when he was a child, a yatom, mashkua ba'arba arba. So people came, they made a deal, and they did meshicha, and they agreed to pay $4 a barrel. And then the next day, the price of wine went up and to $6 a barrel. So I'm in a barrel. I care v'kam b'shita shita. So they came to Reb Nachman. Oh, for heaven's sakes. So they came to Reb Nachman to find out what the din would be. Are they mukhiyev to pay the higher price, or is this sufficient? Can they pay the price agreed upon of four since they were Moshech? So Atulakai made Reb Nachman. So Reb Nachman said, look, you know, you didn't pay yet. And as I paskin with the story of the Safta, Hainad Rav Chani Loi Bar Idi. Rav Chani Loi Bar Idi says, in the name of Shmuel, that Nichsei Yitomim have the same din of Hegdesh, you can't be Kona unless you actually give the money. Therefore, the Meshicha was not Mizaki, you to pay only $4 a barrel. So therefore, the sale would be Batal unless you pay the full amount. Now you have to pay $6 a barrel. Now, the question is, does Rav Chani Loi Bar Idi's din, does it apply across the board? Because obviously, the idea of providing this halacha for Yitomim is a special takana, which is one of the tikkun olams for Yitomim. Now, there may be times where either in the short run or in the long run, this would be damaging for them. So let's try to go through the cases. So, Moshuch Peri Miatmi, somebody went ahead and was Moshech, and then the price went up. Okay, now those were the two cases that Reb Nachman discussed. And in those two cases, Reb Nachman said, that is clearly the din of Rav Chani Loi Bar Idi. For sure, the sale is batal unless they pay the higher price, because they never gave the money. But how about the other way around? How about if the price went down, right? And now the buyers say, well, you know, we didn't pay, and the din is that Yitomim are only kona when we pay, so we want to pull out so we can pay the lower price. Well, in that case, we obviously do not apply the din of Rav Chani Loi Bar Idi, Because lo yekor chedyot chamur mehekdesh. Does it make sense that the yatomim should have less of a kayach to protect a sale than a normal person would? Of course not. So it's only in their benefit. But if the price goes down, then the lekuchot can't cancel the sale. That would be to the deficit of the yatomim. Now, how about a case where amshichalu peiriyatmi, the yatomim bought peirot, and they did meshicha, but they didn't pay, and then the price went up. So now, do we say that, well, look, you know, since they didn't pay, and they have a din of hekdesh, they're going to have to pay the higher price? No, because again, that would be for their deficit. And lo yekoach hedyot chamur mehekdesh. If a normal guy would be able to do meshicha and then guarantee the price by the fact of the meshicha, then the yatomim can also do the same if it's in their benefit. How about if the price goes down before the yatomim paid after they did meshicha? So over there, sovramina, so all of the talmidim assumed, oh, so then it's definitely in their benefit, right? Because that way, if the price went down, let them cancel the sale, and then they'll rebuy at the lower price. That would be great. So, sovramina, haimad Rav Chani loy baridi. Armelo Rav Shisha, bereid Ravidi. No, no, no. This is long-term deficit, even though it may be short-term gain. Why is it long-term deficit? This is not good for them. Because imagine that they don't have any cash and they need food. They go to the store and they say, just put it on our credit. And the guy says, are you kidding? No credit to you. Because, I mean, until you pay, you can always come back and cancel the sale. Last time I gave credit, you know what happened? I got totally wrecked. Because I ended up having to sell it on a lower price. I'm not going to do that again. So that would mean they can never buy food on credit. So if they don't have cash, what are they going to do for food? So obviously, it's not a good idea. So we have to take into consideration the long-term loss. Because Zimna Ditzrich and Leperi, what happens if they need food? Veleka Diavilu, nobody is ready to extend them any credit. Adiavizuzi, because how do I know that they're not going to come back the next day, bring back food that they said we got a cheaper deal, but you took it. I know, but we're Yatomim. We can give back things even though we took it. So because of that, they won't be given food. How about in a case where Yatomim paid, Yave Yatmi Zuzi Aperi, and then the price of the food goes down. So now, since they paid, they should be able to. They should have to be stuck, right? But they're not, because lo yekoach hedyot chamur mehekdesh. They should not be worse off than anybody else. So since they weren't Moshe, so they're not stuck with a higher price. How about if the price went up and they had paid, and now, obviously, the sellers want the money. So sovramina, haynid Rav Chani loy baridi. So that seems to be the mirror case of Rav Nachman. And it should be their right to keep it, even though they didn't mosheich. Amalur Rav Shishi Breda Ravidi, what's the matter with you guys? Why do you think we were mitaken meshicha? Huh? We were mitaken meshicha because b'diraita everybody is kind of with kesef. Why were we mitaken meshicha? For the very simple reason that if you give money, let's say you're buying a ton of wheat, and you pay the seller for a ton of wheat, and then there's a fire in the warehouse. Seller says, gee, what a shame, your wheat burned down last night. So in order to make it possible for people to be protected by the seller, we need to do meshicha. And if you don't apply the din of, says the Rishisha Bereit Ravidi, if you don't apply that din to the Atomim, then they are going to be in a position where one day, that's exactly what they will say to the Atomim. Oh, gee, you guys paid. Yeah, well, there was a fire in the warehouse last night. Well, did anybody try to put it out? No, but, you know, it was your loss, not ours. So because of that, we give them also the takana that they are able to be kind of b'mashicha and only mashicha, where it's for their benefit. How about if the Yitomim, they gave money for certain payroll? So Yavalu Zuzili, I mean, sorry, if buyers gave money to the Yitomim for payroll, and then the price went up. So in that case, the buyers are saying, listen, guys, you know, you have a din of Hekdesh, so we bought with money, and it's over. It's your tough luck, even though we weren't Moshech. Not true, because lo yekoach edyot chamur mehekdesh. They can say, we're not going to lose money because we're Yitomim. You weren't Moshech, and therefore you're going to have to pay us the higher price or forget the deal. What about if the price went down? So now the buyers want to have charata, and they want to say, never mind, we're out of here, we weren't Moshech. So sovramina. So again, the Talmidim assumed, oh, this is Reb Chanan Eloi Baridi's case, and he said that Yitomim have the upper hand because they're kind of with money. Amarlo Reb Shisha Bereit Ravidi, Reb Shisha Bereit Ravidi again pointed out, in the long term, this is bad for them. Because if you're going to say that once they get the money, then the buyer can't have charat, even though he didn't do mashicha, there may be times where they want to make a deal. They need cash desperately. So they want to make a deal. They don't have the things that are going to be sold yet. They're going to be delivered in 2 days, whatever. But they need money. So they make a deal to sell something. And people will say, no money. We want to see the payroll. And then we'll decide how much it's worth. So that means, once again, you're making it impossible for them to get the cash that they need. Just like before we said, you're making it impossible for them to get the credit that they need. So the long-term effects are more important in terms of the takana. So that means that the whole din of Rav Chanan Eloi Bar Idi is only where Yitomim sold the payroll, and then the price went up, and then the people want to pull out. So over there, the Yitomim, in that case, where the Yitomim want to have charata, that's fine. But in all of these other cases, that was the case of the Safta. That was Reb Nachman's other case. The case of the wine for four instead of for six. That's the only case. Because all of these other cases have deficits involved for the rights of the Yitomim. Omer Rav Ashi, Anav Rav Kana. I want you to know, me and Rav Kana were the signatories on a shtar that Zeira, who was a Yatom, and his mother was the apotropos, and she went ahead and sold some of her son's property. Her husband had died, and she sold some of her son's property, and she did not go through the achrizata process. The achrizata is a bidding process that requires 30 days of advertising in the New York Times that such and such a property will be auctioned. And that means at the end of 30 days, you're going to get the maximum price because people are going to bid it up during the course of that month. But she went ahead and she just sold it to the first buyer without bids. And, you know, when anybody in the government does that kind of thing, they end up behind bars, you know. So they wanted to cancel the sale because she sold it for the purposes, however, of karga. She sold it for the purposes of taxes. And that she had a right to do. Because the Armin Nardoi, there are three things that you could sell to the first buyer without going through a bidding process. and that is for paying taxes. Because if you don't pay your taxes today, you never know what kind of fine they're going to slap on you. I mean, you start up with Mas Hakmasa, it may be double tomorrow. It's not worth fighting them, and it's not worth getting them angry. So lekaraga, or if people need to eat, the wife doesn't have anything to eat in the house, or the girls that you're chayav in the mizonot, they don't have anything to eat, so then you have to sell the male yitomim's property for the girls or for the mother. And lekvura, in order to bury the father who died, or if one of the yitomim died. In any of these cases, you're mizabnina b'loach rezata, because you're liable to lose a heck of a lot more by putting things off. And obviously you can't put off food, and you can't put off burial. And therefore, these are the three cases where you're allowed to. Amram Tzaba, Amram the dyer, was an apotropos of yitomim. And the relatives of the Yitomim, Atu Krovim Lekamid Reb Nachman, the relatives came to Reb Nachman, and they said, look, this guy's a disaster. He keeps buying these fancy clothes on Amazon, and he's using the credit card of the Yitomim. And Kalavishu Mikseimit Miatme. Well, Mar Luz, Reb Nachman said, well, he's perfectly in his rights to do that. Because an apotropos who needs to be properly presentable, because he's handling, you know, fancy deals for the Yitomim, or he has to go to court for the Yitomim, he's got to look good. And therefore, it's Kiechad Lishtaman Mile. He has to be in a position where people take him seriously. If he doesn't have the money that normally he would dress, I mean, yeah, he could take it from the estate. But, this guy is going to town. I'm telling you, he's living in the life of Riley. He's Ocho, Vishota. It's got to be from them. Velo Amud, he doesn't have any money. He never had any money. All of a sudden, he comes into this job of apotropos, and now he's living it up. I mean, you're telling us that's a coincidence? I say he's got to be removed. Says Reb Nachman, you say he's got to be removed, and you know that he didn't win the lottery. And you know he didn't have a rich uncle who died. And you know he didn't find a wallet full of money. I understand what that means. You can't bring a raya because the guy is suddenly living it up. But Hakamafsid, he's destroying the property. The guy's going around digging up things, and he's cutting down trees. And Amar Lusser of Nachman says, okay, so Aitali Sa'adi Damafsid, bring me witnesses that that's the case. And I will indeed take him off of the property. Because the Kedama Ravuna, our friend Ravuna Chavrin, said that an apotropos who thinks he's doing, I mean, obviously he's not doing this on purpose, doing it on purpose, we would immediately stop it. But an apotropos who is making mistakes and now he's handling the property, he's being mobsided. So Ravuna Amarav says, Misalkinale, you get rid of him. And Devei Rebbe Shila Aima, Lo misalkin alei. On the other hand, he holds no, we're not misalik. And okay, the question is who appointed him in this case? I mean, there are some who say that this is only in cases where the court didn't appoint him. In other words, he's a friend. He's a friend of the father. So that So in that case, we would say that the lomis alkinolay, but if it's a court, I mean, the court, of course, is b'chuyev to be misalik. A father may have made this appointment, even taking into consideration the fact that the guy may be, for whatever reasons, we don't know. We have no idea what transpired between them, but the very fact that the father made this arrangement is the reason that the Vei Rebbe Shila says, look, because you don't know, lomis alkinolay. The halacha is the misalkinolay. How about an apotropos sheminu av yitomim, it says in the Mishnah, has to swear? And here's where we have our machlokas between the Chachomim and Abba Shaul. Why does he have to swear? My time, huh? Because he loved the itle an amine lo havi le apotropos. Look, this guy is got to be, there's a good reason for him to be an apotropos. I mean, this is an awful thing to accept upon. You know, you don't even have trouble in your own life. You got to accept somebody else's kids with everything that's involved. There's got to be a good reason. And whatever that reason is, whatever he feels he owes daddy, Obviously, he feels he owes daddy, right? So if he wouldn't feel that he owes daddy, he never would have done this. Therefore, if you say to him, you've got to take a shvuah, that's not going to change the fact that he owes daddy, and he's just going to have to take the job and go along with it anyway, you know? So because of that, he's lo atilim nuyeh, just because of a shvuah, mishum shvuah, he's not going to say, well, I'm not doing it. If they want me to take a shvuah, I'm not doing it. Whereas minuhu beidin, okay, beidin, I mean, look, yeah, beidin asked me in their honor, you know, fine. Milta bi'amu David lo beidin, I mean, I'm not going to say no to the bezdin, unless I have a good excuse, you know, but the moment they say you're going to have to take a shvuah, I'm sorry, gentlemen, I'm not a person that ever takes a shvuah, so I won't be able to do this for you. So if we make him take a shvuah, we're not going to get anybody being apotropos. So if ir amita le shvuah, the guy will say, what do I need this for? Whereas Abba Shaul says quite the contrary.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Abba Shaul, it's the exact opposite. Why is that? Because, look, everybody likes a good CV, right? Now, it looks very good on your CV that the Beit Din views me as a highly reliable individual, and I have been appointed in such and such a court as the apotropos of so-and-so, which means that I'm reliable, I have good judgment, I would be perfect for your company. Okay, so it's very worthwhile for a guy to have that on his CV, even if he's going to have to take a shvuah. So therefore, in exchange for the benefit that he gets, that people say, oh, this guy's a serious player, you know, the best that made him an apotropos. So he's not going to give that up on his CV just because he's got to take a shvuah. So therefore, mishum shvuah lo atilim nu. But look, the father, before he dies, asks him. I mean, a person feels, you know, okay, what am I going to say? No, my neighbor's dying, you know. He's under tremendous pressure to say yes. But you give him a good excuse, you know, and you say to him, well, you're going to have to make a shvuah at the end. He says, oh, I would really love to do it for you, but I'm a guy that never makes a shvuah. I'm really sorry. Find somebody else. So because of that, if we knew avi etomim, then we better not make him swear. Because over there, milta ba'amu da'avdi la'adadi. Look, he's being very nice, but he ramita le'shvua. So atilim nu, he'll say, forget about it. Omer of Chana Barami Omer Shmuel, actually, Abba Shaul, in this case, makes a great deal of sense that if he's a Beit Din appointee, he does have to swear. If he's a daddy appointee, he does not swear. Tanya Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, I say, they both should swear. Because for both reasons. In other words, it's worth it for the CV. And we also assume what the Rabbanan say, that there's got to be something that is more than just doing a favor where he's doing such a thing for the father. And that's how we pask it. But Tosef says, no, it's not. Tony Rav Tachlifi bar Ma'arava Kameda Rabbi Abo Apotropos Sheminu Avi Etomim should be Nishba, like the Rabbanan say. Why? Because essentially, he is a nosei sachar. He's definitely got money from this. And since he has a din of a shomer sachar on everything, so therefore, a shomer sachar has to swear. Amar leiz, Rabbi Avu, said, what are you talking about, the shomer sachar? What, I suppose you brought him the basket full of grain, you know, and you put it into his fridge, and you know how much money. What do you mean he's a shomer sachar? Because you think? What? I did kaba v'chay lalei. So you brought the money and you passed it out to him. What kind of stupid thing is that? Says the Gemara, no, he didn't mean he's a shomer sachar. He means ela'ema mipnei shehu kenosei sachar. Since undoubtedly he is doing this in exchange for a debt he feels that he owes the deceased, so it's the equivalent of a shomer sachar, and therefore we can assume that he's not going to refuse just because he has to make a shvua. That's all that he meant to say, which is basically the svara that we mentioned earlier. Afnun Beit. Yitomim shesamcho etza bala bayit, or min alem aviyam apotropos, and of course, ibezdin. So chayav le'aser perotehem. Apotropos sheminu avi yitomim yishava. But if minu beitin, lo yishava. Abba Shaul omer, just the opposite. Chilufa devarim. Vraminu. How can he take off trumot u'masrot if we darshan the posik of Kain Tarimu Gam Atem, Atem Yitz Atem V'lo Shutafim, Atem V'lo Arisim, Atem V'lo Apotroposim, Atem V'lo Malach, Atem V'lo... Oops, sorry. Atem V'lo Atoreim and Sheino Shalom. Got to keep you on your toesies. Omer of Chisto Lo Kasha, Kan Laha Achil. For immediate use, he can be Torim. And indeed, Vatanya, apotropin tormin umasrin laachil velo laniach umochrim lehem beima vadim shvachot batim sadot kramim, again for the purposes laachil avelo laniach umochrim lehem perot yenot shemanim silatot laachil avelo laniach veosim lehem der tzorchei mitzvah lulav arava sukkah tzitzit kol davar sheyesh lo kitzva laitui shofar. But ain't poskin aleihem tzedakah, ain't podin aleihem et hashvuyim, velo kol davar shein lo kitzva, latui et tanchumei avelim, ve'ina apotropesin rishon ladun lechuv velezechot benichsei yetomim. What? Why not lezechot? Am I low? No, I mean, lechov amanat lezakot benichsei yetomim, ve'ina apotropin rishayim leko barachok ve'lego bekarov bira'ah ve'lego b'yafeh my timer, because you never know. Dilma mishtatvim. Ve'ina apotropin rishayim limkor sadot pikach avadim, but you can be mocher avadim and lokhim sadot. Rav Shimon Gamliel lemer, no, even that's no good. Aflo limkor avadim v'lekach sadot my timer dilma lo mishafyan. What was the word you used, Barnea? Smooth, yes, smooth. Ve'in apotropin rishayim lotzi the avadim l'cheirut, avamokhrim l'acherim achrim atzimetim l'cheirut. Rebbe Omer, Omer ani afu noten demei atzmo v'yotze mipnei shu kemokhrolo. And this was, remember, we had Rebbe Shita about this before a number of times. V'tzorech l'chashev imayim b'achrona, and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Omer, eno tzorech. Ain't no sin apotropin, nashim, avadim, ktanim, but imina navia yitomim, rashut biyado. Who apotropis tafishvute the Rebbe Meir, daviko mezavin ar ata vezavin avde. Velo shafke Rebbe Meir. Ach fole bechalme anila aros veata livnot. Afilo achilo ashke chomer. What? Divrei chalomot. Lo maalin velo moridim. Hanu betray the igrebu satan the whole bay shimshe having mincivu body adadi. So Rebbe Meir kept the town, Ikla Rebbe Meir lata, Nikvino tlata bay shimshe, and by the end of 3 weeks, Avdilu Shalme. Shalme, they're going to vay, Afke Rebbe Meir lo gavrami bete. Wapotropos tavi bishvuvute the Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, tavi kamezavinar, vizavan ture. And even so, lo amar levelo midi. Why? Because sovelok Rebbe Yossi, the tanya am Rebbe Yossi, mi omai lo kariti lishti ishti lishori shori. And lishti I called biti, lishori I called sadi. Hanu yatmi davi smichi gabayi safta. And have a little torta and shakrov is a vinta in your life. Oh, to krovim the kamir of Nachman. Oh, my life. Who made? I don't understand. I have it at the Zavah. What a chutzpah. Oh, my life. What do you mean? It's a Mishnah. You told me it's a subchay, it's a balabai, it's not. But it turned out it was much more expensive the next day. She could have doubled the money. A yakev brishuta de lokeach. So, sorry. And he answered, well, the guy's got good luck. Brishuta de lokeach yakev. But Yolona Kite Dami. Oh, Amelim Kane Aina Drochani Loibar, Idiom Shmuel. Domer of Kani Loibar, Idiom Shmuel, Nixi, Tomimarim Kagdish, Lomakin Lebekaspa. Charmi Deravana Ukva Yatma Vashkur Bi Arba Arba, and then it went up for $6 a barrel. Vakamba Shita Shita. Otul Kami Deravna Nachman Armalu. Well, they have to pay the higher price because Ainu Rabkhani Loy Baridi, Rabkhani Baridi, Rabkhani Nixi Yatomim, Arik Aglish Flo Makni Alabakaspa, Moshuch Perimi Yatmi, and then Iyakir. Okay, that's Rabkhani Loy Baridi that we just had. But how about if it goes down? They don't lose. So that they're not going to lose. How about am shichulu peri liatme? Iyaker, then we say also zol. So people thought, well, if it's zol, we should use the rights of the yatomim like Chaim Reb Chani Loi Barin Amashvo. Amar Lev Shishu Barei Davidi, no, because it's not in their benefit. Why? Because if we do that once, they'll never get credit again. So they're not worse off because they're yitomim. And if it's a yakir, so they're also, people thought, okay, so now let them use their rights according to Rabbi Chanan Loi Bar Yidom HaShmo. Amar Lo Rav Shishi Bar Ravidi, no, this is not in their benefit. Because this is for taken by Aliyah, which is the whole reason we made the Takana Mashiach in the first place. And then Iyaker, so they can say, look, you never were Moshech, we want the higher price, because lo yekach ed yod chamur me'egdesh. But if the price goes down, so sovereign, you know, okay, so now let's do the little trick of Rechani Loi Baridi, right? Amar Lo Rav Shishi Bar Davidi, no, long-term deficit. Because this is Ra'aladida. Why? Because what if they need to make a sale and nobody wants to give money unless they actually get the payrot? Om Rav Ashi, Anav Rav Kana, Chatmina Nez Edim on the shtar of the mother of Zeira Yatma, who sold a field for karga, for taxes, without going through a bidding process, even though normally this is a no-no, big no-no. But since Aminar Dola Kargal Mizoni Likvur Mizamnina Beloach Rizata, we considered it to be the right thing to do. Amram Tzaba'a Aputrupa Deyat Mehavi. Otu Krovim Lekamidu Reb Nachman Amalei, this guy has been lovish of Mikse Miyatme. Amalei has a right to do that. It's Gechad Elishtamun Milei. Yeah, but he's clearly stealing money. He's living it up. You know, he never had any money before. And now, and he's not on with that money. No, said Reb Nachman. How do you know? Maybe he found a mitzvah. But he's ruining the field. Okay, I tell you, sadly, the mafsid of Asakine. Don Ravuna Chavrin, Mishmei the Rava, Apotropos, the mafsid, Misakine Le. Deitmar, Apotropos, the mafsid, Ravuna, Amrav, Misakine Le. Devei Rav Shila, Amrilo, Misakine Le, Vilchasa, Misakine Le. Apotropos, Sheminu, Aviyatomim, Yishava, my time. Because he loved the Itleana Amine, he never would have agreed to be an apotropos. And whatever that is, it's not going to change just because of Rishvua. So Rishvua, Loati Limnui. On the other hand, if he knew Beidin Lo Yishava, why? Because, okay, the guy's responding, you know, as a good guy to Bezdin. So Milta Ba'amu Da'avdil Beidina. But if you're going to give him a good excuse, you're going to make it rough. Imramita Le Shvua, he'll say, sorry, I can't do that. But Shalom are just the opposite, my time, because Minu Beidin Yishava, because he wants it on his CV. After all, he's not going to change his mind because he needs to make a shvua. So if Minu Avi Yitomim, then Lo Yishava, because you know he feels morally obligated to help a neighbor, but it's a mil to be amud after la dade. If you give him a way out, and ramita leishvua tilim nuye. Om Rav Chana Barami Omer Shmuel Hilchata ke Abba Shaul. Tani Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Zeveze Yishava vealacha kidvarav. But we paskin like Shmuel, like Abba Shaul. Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Maharav Kamei Rebbe Abahu Apotropos Sheminu Avi Yitomim. Yishava b'pnei shu nosei sachar. I'm like, what do you mean he's nosei sachar? All of a sudden, you know what's going on in everybody's life. At aitit kaba v'chayal tale. I mean, he is shu kid, Nosi Sachar.